USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration, is planning to announce as soon as Friday that she's stepping down. McMahon is expected to rejoin the private sector and also join President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. The Border Patrol and the Yuma, Arizona sector announced they would be releasing family units of illegal aliens that were caught trying to enter the U.S. illegally into the city of Yuma. The Yuma Sector Border Patrol is having to reallocate resources to handle the high number of illegal aliens entering the region illegally. Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols says,
"We want to make sure our citizens of Yuma are safe, but we also want to make sure that the humanitarian needs of people are addressed, because I don't believe it's the culture of people in Yuma. I don't believe it's the culture of the United States to let people go hungry and homeless."
This does only affect family units that were caught. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Facebook is facing charges of housing discrimination by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD alleges Facebook's targeting advertising violates the Fair Housing Act. HUD Secretary Ben Carson explains.
You know, advertisers have the ability to say, I only want to advertise to women. I only want to advertise to non-Christians. You know, this kind of information most people don't know has been gathered on them, and we want to make sure it is not used in an inappropriate way.
Olympic medalist Simone Biles is opening up about a dark time in her life after being sexually abused by former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. She tells NBC's Today Show how she felt after the abuse.
I was sleeping all the time, and I told one of my lawyers, I said, I sleep all the time because it's the closest thing to death.
Depression naps is a medical term for what Biles was doing, and it's very common among people who are depressed and looking to escape their life due to pain or hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats are pushing Attorney General Bill Barr to release a full, unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It remains unclear how much of that report will be released. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Professor John Yoo says he knows why Nancy Pelosi is pushing for this full report to be released.
Look, I think Nancy Pelosi's demand for the report right away is just a publicity stunt, but there's something worse behind it, which is, are we really willing to sacrifice the long-term, long-time rights of criminal suspects and witnesses who've long cooperated with law enforcement because of the secrecy provided by a grand jury? That's what Attorney General Barr is going through the report right now with his staff to delete or redact from the report.
Calls have been made to ban the word cyclist, and many are wondering if it's another example of political correctness or common sense. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Researchers at Queensland University of Technology, working with the University of Melbourne, Australia, conducted a survey finding some respondents had deliberately operated their vehicle closer to a bike rider. 17% said they used their vehicle to block a cyclist. 9% used their car to cut off a cyclist. The researchers said the word cyclist has become associated with negativity with acts of aggression. So they're suggesting instead of cyclists, we say people who ride bikes. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.